Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Week of DJV health information, courtesy of the input from Dr. Ken Kronhaus at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen here every week with Dr. Ken. Our podcast as well is available every week, which has the cogent facts and information that Ken summarizes, overviewing what's going on in the world of medicine from his perch down in Florida, looking at all of the there's journals of medicine. There are reports that come every week and exclusive things that he sent as a member of the medical community, the cardiology community, and so we get the benefit of Dr. Ken and his input. So stick around for the next hour. Pay attention. We'll spend some time on COVID. We were talking earlier last week about, I think I gave you a specific question about medical groups and whether or not they needed to tell all of their employees that they needed to get the shots, and what's happening in that arena, Ken.
Well, until the FDA takes the vaccines out of the emergency use authorization to giving them full approval, it's going to make it difficult for healthcare institutions across the board to mandate that their workers take the vaccine. The doctors, those of us who see the end result of severe COVID-19, where there's no one in the ICU and then suddenly the beds are full, and seeing people die from this, it's just horrible, from a head to toe illness. If you look, you'll see the doctors were the group that probably got vaccinated the quickest in the highest proportion, and I know few doctors who haven't gotten vaccinated. It's not 100%, but it's in the high 90s. And then there are other groups that haven't. And the president is going to require federal workers to either get vaccinated or to take regular tests. So those, for example, working in the National Institutes of Health, where months ago it was reported a significant fraction, and you would think that in any institution who were right in the epicenter of research on COVID, that everybody there would know how important it is. But remarkably, even in that center, people at high numbers are not we're not getting the vaccine. When the federal laws change and the mandates come, then we know all the federal workers will be vaccinated. And in fact, last week, the VA came out as the first large medical institution in the country mandating that all healthcare workers who work at the VA in the next 8 weeks must get vaccinated. So, and I think that as the FDA moves it from an emergency use authorization for the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine to full authorization, and they are so close, they're just waiting to determine the shelf life of these vaccines, which is the last requirement to give full FDA approval. Then ultimately, we're going to get approval of the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines, and then I think a lot of people who are hesitant will get their vaccines, and then you're going to start seeing the healthcare institutions mandate that anyone who works in healthcare must get the vaccine unless they have a medical reason or for not getting it. And what we already know is just about any major health organization, this is physicians, this is nurses, ancillary care, hospital workers organizations, these big august groups have already in the last few weeks called for healthcare workers, a mandatory requirement that all healthcare workers, anyone working in a facility, get vaccinated. The American Medical Association is on the record, the American Nursing Association, all of these groups are already on record. And I think that it'll get to that point. My own feeling is that you shouldn't have to worry if you go into a healthcare institution that anyone you interact with is going to give you that.
Yeah, right.
We all get flu vaccines each year. We all are tested for TB. So it's just perplexing to me why anyone who works in healthcare would have an issue.
When you say we all get
anyone who works in a hospital,
healthcare, right?
Anyone who works in a hospital, I can't say 100%, but I know the hospitals around me. You work in a hospital, you have to show proof that you've had a flu vaccine. You have to show proof that you don't have tuberculosis. So it would seem to me that for adults, not children, for adults, that you're dealing with an illness, COVID-19, that's much more deadlier than the flu, and now with the Delta variant, much, much more contagious than the flu, you know, why we wouldn't mandate healthcare workers to be vaccinated, because we have a vaccine that has such infinitesimal small serious side effects that can actually, with such amazing effectiveness, save us from an incredibly deadly disease that's already killed. COVID-19 has already killed 2 out of every 1,000 Americans, over 600,000 people. And, you know, we're now up against where the Spanish flu was in the early 1900s. But the good news is, you know, if you look at history, after the Spanish flu came the Roaring 20s. So if we can all get to herd immunity worldwide, we're going to have great times ahead, and we're going to have the roaring 20s and some great times, but we have to get to herd immunity first. And the only way that's going to happen is by enough of us getting vaccinated worldwide or getting the disease so you have natural immunity.
All right, let's talk about worldwide. And by the way, I think that there are probably, if we went back through the last 4 or 5 months of programs, I would be surprised if I didn't find you at least 4 or 5 times in each program saying what you just said. And it needs to be said because it makes the message clear, brings it home that you need to get the vaccine. Yeah. I've never gotten a flu shot in my life. You and I have talked about that. And I've never, ever. Now, hold on, let me finish my statement. I've never gotten a flu shot in my life, never had the flu. I've always believed my immune system was on the top of the hill, top of the heap, because of what I grew up around the farm and that stuff, and still am around the farm. But I will tell you, and I wasn't scared, but I thought that it made very good sense listening to Ken, and because I have both Ken and Jack on DJV Health, and Jack doesn't believe in the vaccine, but I countered all of the things because I just, in my heart and my head, it made sense for me to get the vaccine. And I think that's how you have to weigh it in. You don't want to get one, that's fine, but realize the impact that you will have on other people. All right, so Ken, go ahead, excuse me.
And that's what I want to say. If you love your family, protect your family, get vaccinated.
All right. We'll continue on with our folks. I want to talk about what's going on traveling, and I do want to talk about foreign vaccines, the Russian vaccine and the Chinese vaccine, whether anybody, because this program is heard not only around America, but people can listen to this. I know we have listeners in Israel and other places around the world, so picking up what Ken is saying, some of the South American folks that listen and the countries down there, they'll want to know what Ken thinks, because they're exposed to other vaccines. We aren't in America, but they are elsewhere. So let's find out what Ken thinks about these other vaccines. First, though, let me talk about how wonderful it feels to wrap yourself in a wonderful towel, a warm towel, when you get out of the shower, out of the bathtub. And the MyPillow towel is such a wonderful way for you, because it's so highly absorbent, to get that feeling. I did a little survey of the people that are on the DJV program with me, Victoria and Jennifer and Jay, as to how many towels they use, because I use 3 or 4. And I have one of every color from MyPillow, so I don't get, plus they get a little wet, so I don't get them confused. Jennifer uses 3. Victoria says she uses 1, and so does Jay. I don't know how you do that, but if you're needing more than one, you want different colors, they come in a myriad of colors. Every towel set has 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth, 2 back. So right now, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, which usually is $110 bucks. for $40, actually $39.99 using the promo code DJV. And that follows with everything that's in the MyPillow product catalog. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page online at MyPillow.com. Click DJV into the square. When you enter that promo code, you get the biggest, deepest discounts on all the products that are in the catalog, from 30% to 65% at MyPillow.com, again with the promo code DJV. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $199.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So let's talk about the Russian vaccines. What is it called? Sputnik, I think. For those of us who remember Sputnik in 1957, I don't know, is something wryly humorous about that. And then the Chinese vaccine, which doesn't seem to... Well, you know, we don't know what's going on in China because they lie through their teeth about everything, including this. So my understanding from some people I've heard from, and that right for the Epoch Times, is that 4 to 5 million people have died in China because of this. And, you know, who knows? Because they don't, they lie and they cheat and they steal and they, you know, they are who they are, the government there. So anyway, what about if presented with an opportunity, had no other choices, Ken, would you take the Russian vaccine or the Chinese vaccine?
Well, that's a hard choice. Right now, we're not dealing, you'd have to figure out where we are. Most environments in the world are dealing with the Delta variant, not the original strain. There are different variants. If you're in Peru, you're dealing, I believe it's the Lambda. You know, you take all the Greek letters and they're working their way down the Greek alphabet with these various variants, and there are various variants around the world. So you would have to know the effectiveness of the vaccine for the community that you're dealing with. That so that's not a simple question that you're asking, Doug. And
no.
What I, you know, the best I can do is say in America, the Delta variant is the variant that you're dealing with, and the two best in America for the Delta variant are Pfizer and Moderna. But you have to answer that question on a specific community-wide basis, and this is not an easy question.
No, well, I hope my questions are not easy. I don't want them to be easy. And no fun if it's easy. But I do think that people ought to be aware of the value or lack thereof of these vaccines. If you can get, the bottom line is if you can get Pfizer or Moderna, wherever you are, those are the ones that Ken recommends and it seems to me to be the right ones. Vaccinating travelers up next in our focus as we move along here on this week's DJV Health.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Ken Kronos here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So a lot of people have been, you know, it's summertime and it's coming to the end. Isn't it awful? We're talking about, you know, mid-August. We're coming up to mid-August, traveling, you know, for a summer vacation. Kids are going back to school. And that's one of the reasons that we are addressing from time to time what you ought to do as a parent with regard to your children wearing a mask or going to school or what they're exposed to or what they're exposing other people to. But in terms of vacation, if you're still making plans, one of the most beautiful places on the planet, I think, is Hawaii. But they've issued new rules, Ken, for vaccinated travelers. They have been very tough. And I guess it has suited them because they didn't have a real problem with the COVID as much as everybody else did. Didn't they shut everything down?
For early on, for a little while.
Yeah, right. So now, if you want to go to Hawaii, you got to fill out the online health application on their safe travel website, the Hawaiian safe travel website, at least a day before you depart. And once the form is completed, then they give you a code via email. So if you're unvaccinated and you're from out of state, they need proof of a negative FDA-approved, what is a nucleic acid amplification test? Okay, that's my question. What in the world is that?
That's a specific test for COVID that they're asking for.
To measure antigens or something? What does that do?
Yes, to see if you are carrying the virus.
Okay.
If you've been infected with the virus or if you're a carrier, mm-hmm. and you'll test positive, and they're trying their hardest because there has been a surge in Hawaii. You know, they're trying to keep more virus out, and that's how they're trying to do it.
Yeah. All right, so what do you know about now? You're in Florida, and there are a lot of people who are saying, because there's a political connection to everything, as you know, people say, oh, DeSantis, he made a big mistake. Look at what a mess his state is. And you look at the pictures of where it's toughest, and Florida's in tough shape. Texas seems to be in tough shape. California, I think Missouri seems to be on that list as well. So what are you don't sound like you're worried living in Florida.
No, I think that you can't really draw conclusions on how people were restricted or not restricted because there are pockets of high density in various areas of the country who have lived under tight restrictions or loose restrictions. So, and there are other illnesses and mental illnesses that are associated with those various ways of living. And you're seeing what you're seeing initially. First of all, it's almost everywhere. If you look at it at the CDC map, almost 70% of the country is at high amounts of the variant right now. So it's no longer just a little pocket. Those are the places where over July 4th people were traveling to, and that's what was hit initially with the variant in America. Over July 4th, people poured into Florida, and the next week we were having a huge amount of this variant, but now this variant is high levels in over two-thirds of America because it spreads so quickly. So it's hard in a large population site to be away from the variant right now.
Do you ever give shots in your own clinic? Like if somebody came in and said, I need the third shot, Pfizer says we need a third shot to boost our protection, would you give it to them?
Cardiologists' offices are not doing that. Some of the primary care offices are doing that. I think it's a good idea, and I hope that occurs more often.
The third shot, you mean?
Well, not the first two shots. The third shots we need, that's a complicated question. Let's do that after the break.
All right, we'll do that. Thank you very much. Ken's paying attention to the clock. Good boy. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Biden administration said Thursday it is launching an all-out effort to get students 12 and older vaccinated this fall via their school. To achieve this, the administration will promote vaccinations at school physicals, send pediatricians to back-to-school nights to vaccinate, and provide funding for school districts to set up pop-up vaccination clinics. The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division is launching an investigation into policing practices in the city of Phoenix, Arizona, with a focus on how the city treats residents experiencing homelessness, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Thursday.
The investigation will determine whether the Phoenix Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law. Our investigation in Phoenix will be led by the Justice Department Civil Rights Division.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The CDC is reporting a dramatic increase in the number of people being hospitalized due to the highly contagious Delta variant. John Clemens reports.
The number of cases of COVID-19 has increased by more than 40%. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the seven-day average for new cases was 89,463 daily, up from the previous week.
83% of our counties in the United States are experiencing moderate or high transmission, with Delta variant continuing to be the predominant circulating virus. Across the board, we are seeing increases in cases and hospitalizations in all age groups.
From USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
200 miles north of the border, Sheriff Roy Boyd of Goliad County, Texas, has placed warning signs at his county line, written in Spanish. Warning drug and human traffickers, turn around, do not enter Goliad County. The sign reads, go around, otherwise we are going to hunt you down and put you in Goliad County Jail. He says they work. When the signs are up, the cartel activity decreases, and when the Texas Department of Transportation removes the signs, cartel activity picks up again. When the signs are in place, we notice that we do not have fresh activity at the 13 stash locations that we are monitoring in Goliad County, Boyd wrote on Facebook. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
All right, second half hour of our visit with Dr. Ken this week, Doug Steffen, and a focus on your health and well-being from the research done by Ken and some of the reports from annual meetings of the various groups of doctors. I'm just going to mention this as an aside. I get kind of a kick out of looking at some videos. I'm looking around at things that are going on in the world of medicine. Apparently, a representative was asked by one of his staffers, or no, I think it's a woman, if you would please wear a mask, and she threw the mask at the staffer. I thought that was kind of, you know, enclosed, if you're in an office, whether it's, you know, that office in the White House or rather in the Senate or House office buildings or any office building, probably these days it makes sense to wear a mask because you don't know who's got shots and who hasn't around you, right? Inside, it makes sense to wear a mask.
Well, yeah. If you're in an area, and many of us are, with a high case rate of variant, and there's not a very high vaccination rate, then if you're inside, and it makes sense for everybody to wear a mask. But if you're not in an area with high case rate or high vaccination rate, then you have to make an individual decision if it's already not a mandate, because in many counties it's already going to be a mandate. And then you have to look at yourself, your own personal risk profile for getting severe COVID-19. And if you have any of the risk factors, you know, you're over 65, high blood pressure, obese, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, some chronic illness, respiratory illness, then you're going to be at high risk of getting severe COVID-19. And possibly if you get any breakthrough after being vaccinated with the variant, you don't want that to happen. You also don't want to get long hauls. So it makes sense indoors, not outdoors, but indoors to wear, because this is an indoor virus, indoors to wear a mask until you get to an area of time like we were back in June when the case rate was so low. And even I took off of my mask when I was indoors, except when I was in a medical setting, I was wearing a mask. And I'm just hoping that this goes away. And if it follows the pathway that it has in England, hopefully in a few weeks or the longest a few months, the variant will leave and we'll be able to get back to some semblance of order in our own wonderful lives. And then, Doug, you were asking me about a third shot, a third booster, because this is on the tip of the tongue of many people regarding that we have these variants. Do we need a third booster? Tell me when we can talk about that.
We can talk about that now if you'd like.
Well, let's do it. There are several concerns here, and we do know that the level of antibody in us, whether we got it from the vaccine or we got it from a natural level because we got the disease, in time it is going down. There's a study recently showing that about the Moderna and Pfizer, in a month or two you lose about 6 months. In a month or two you lose about 6% of your antibody. This is being actively studied. How the antibody that's within us against COVID and how well it works against the variants declines. And this is an area of active study, and I'm sure in the next few weeks I'm going to be able to give you a crisper, clearer answers about how we progress after we either get natural immunity or we get immunity from a vaccine, because it doesn't seem like it's going to last forever.
No.
And the question becomes is who should have a third booster, and the boosters right now, the opportunity is to just get another shot of what you already had, either Moderna or Pfizer, and the Pfizer has asked the FDA to give approval to get a third booster, the third shot, and also Pfizer and Moderna are working on a new shot that includes the variants in it. So people are going to have to make the tough decision. Do I get a third of what I already had, or do I wait for the new vaccine to come out that'll have the variant? So this is going to be a challenging question for us doctors to have to answer for each patient. And then we need a better test to check our own immunity. There are some people that are stating they have it. These need to be validated. It needs to be explained to us, because everyone needs to get on the same page, because if you read the FDA right now, if you go to the FDA and CDC, you will see that the FDA and the CDC are recommending that those of us vaccinated not to check our antibody levels to determine if we need more vaccination. And that is contrary to what you're hearing from some people touting the availability of a blood test to check to determine if they need more vaccination. So this inherent confusion out there for the public needs to be rectified. People need to get on the same page. And what I think is going on in this transition period is that there's an amazing amount of research being done to determine who needs more vaccination based on the decay of antibody in their own bodies. And we haven't yet come to a conclusion on this issue. And so there's conflict now between what the FDA is recommending and with some other physicians or labs are offering, where they are saying that they have a test that can tell you if you need more vaccination. This needs to be, we all need to be on the same page here, and I'm urging the FDA to let the public know what they should do about this, because there are being people offering these tests, and it's creating a lot of confusion in what to do.
The news media takes this and runs with it and scares the hell out of everybody, fear-based thinking, and maybe that motivates people to get vaccinated. But I'm looking at some of the data, and I wonder if you'd like to spend a moment or two, in a moment or two, talking about the states where it is good. You know, I said a little while ago, Florida, Texas, California, Missouri, they're all awful. We keep hearing that. But there must be. I live in Massachusetts. I was looking at a chart yesterday. We're number two in the nation as to how many people have gotten vaccinated and how little this is affecting our life. We're not doing mask mandates. The governor says good idea to wear a mask if you're inside, but nobody's pounding you over the head here. And I wonder if there aren't other good stories we should tell like that so we relax people. I don't want to relax them so they won't get a vaccine, but just so they don't think the world is coming to an end. I'm Doug Steffen with information about losing weight and keeping it off from Cali. The folks who have created America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. That's the bottom line. That's the fact. That's the truth. You can see the science and the success rate and all the info that you need to make a very good, intelligent decision on whether you want to use Calitrin to keep the weight off of your body. You've lost. Good, Doug. You've lost so much weight. You feel good about what you've lost. So don't lose that. Get on the bandwagon. Use Calitrin to keep the weight off. Once you get to ideal body weight, or BMI, as Ken refers to it, and then help yourself to Calitrin, an inexpensive way to keep the weight off. That's what I do every day. I take a couple of Calitrins in the morning, four before I go to bed, and I feel like it does all kinds of great things for keeping my body in good repair, rebuilding the muscle that you may lose because you're losing the fat as well. Don't lose out, in a manner of speaking. Keep the weight off. Go to toploss.com, Calitrin's website. See how this can help you. And you buy 3 months, get 3 months free. That's a good deal with the DJV code. Plus, so you don't have to pay for shipping at all. It's free at the website for Calitrin. You can find it all at Calitrin.com, but they just send it through to Top Loss anyway, so might as well go to that website, toploss.com, for the bona fides on how to keep the weight off job that you have is going to succeed with this product. That's toploss.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
All right, so Ken, I was asking you about states or places where they're doing a good job, where people have taken your advice, if you will, and they're getting their vaccines, and there's a problem, to be sure. There's a little bit of a problem, but it's not like as bad as it is. So do we need to highlight a few good states just to make people feel better?
Doug, we need to get you out more often because actually Massachusetts is as bad as Florida and right now as we speak in terms of the variant. And two-thirds of the country have very challenging rates right now. And trying to get a good story out of this is get vaccinated and this hopefully will go away in the next few weeks to few months. There are the only few places, you know, if you want to find a state right now that has very minimal, because all 50 states have the variant right now. There's not a state in the country where we haven't right. found the variant. But, you know, you've got to go to North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana right now where it's a little bit lower. But Massachusetts, along with Pennsylvania, along with Tennessee, Florida, Minnesota, these are the high states, Michigan, California, and Colorado, these are the highest states in the country. So they're all over. There's, you know, you can't hide from this variant right now. That's why it's so important.
No, I'm not suggesting you can. I just, I'm just trying to, people are sweating, and yeah, it's important to do it, but there's, you know, it's not as bad in some places as it is in others. And frankly, what you just said isn't what's being reported here. That's interesting. That you think
there's an article in the Boston Globe. There's an article in the Boston Globe, as the Delta variant surges in Massachusetts, that familiar sense of dread is coming back. And so, and the numbers that I read you are from the CDC just today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's move into a couple of other areas. There's a drug that improves your attention and the memory quotient in adults, especially if you've got ADHD. It's called Vyvanase. Is that what am I pronouncing it right? VYVANSE, whatever that is. Vyvanase. What sort of, have there been other drugs? And is it something that we just can take drugs? Well, I guess, you know, ADHD is such a problem. It seems we've created a problem with youngsters and devices and their lack of ability to pay attention. So what's the scoop?
Vyvanase is a prescription drug, and it's been proven to help ADHD in children and teens. These are kids aged 6 to 17. And it may actually help increase with attention, decrease impulsiveness and hyperactivity. And it also may help with their ability to learn. So it is something to talk to the pediatrician about. And it's safe, and it's also been known to be effective in the treatment of obesity. And this is also a nice, interesting new area, and, you know, talk to the doctors about it.
All right. There is a study that I saw from the National Academy of Sciences about how people act when they're stressed. The question is, does the way people act when they're stressed out affect relationships, or whether you're satisfied in a relationship? I guess that's the question. How, you know, when you're stressed out, is that, do you get stressed out because you're upset in your relationship, or does it affect, or what's the finding here?
Well, I think nothing gets in the way of intimacy. It's definitely in the top few than mental stress. And in order to have closeness, affection, and good intimacy, you've got to get under control both partners, that mental stress. And that's where right now it's very hard. And that's part of dealing with how you cope with COVID-19. And mental stress is a huge problem right now.
Yeah. Some people have found it better for them in their relationship. Some have not. That's why it's a good question. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, continuing on DJV Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now for Dr. Ken to answer some of your questions. It's questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Doug Steffen with question number one having to do with osteoarthritis and whether it increases the risk for Parkinson's. Does it make a difference how old the patient is, Ken?
Doug, this comes out of arthritis care and research in the week of June 9th of this year. We learned that older adults with osteoarthritis are at increased risk for developing Parkinson's disease later in life. Although osteoarthritis, this is the wear and tear type of arthritis as opposed to rheumatoid, when the body actually attacks the joints. So although osteoarthritis can affect the hands, knees, hips, and spine, those with the knee and hip forms, Doug, have a higher risk for Parkinson's than those with the other types of the condition.
Uh-huh. All right. Good for all of us to understand the Parkinson thing sort of is in the same league as Alzheimer's, isn't it? And some of the diseases of the brain, but it just affects your body differently.
Right. The common denominator is coming from the brain. One is more of a movement disorder, Parkinson's, and one is more of a thinking and memory disorder, Alzheimer's.
Okay. All right. Next question comes on the heels of some information about diabetics, the percentage of those who have diabetes who have good sugar control. Isn't there a direct correlation between your sugar number, and I think you've always told me it's supposed to be about 5.7 or something, and those who get type 2 diabetes?
Right. You're talking about hemoglobin A1C now, which is an approximately three-month average of your blood sugar, as opposed to also measuring it as a fasting single blood sugar, a spot sugar that you get also from a blood test. And out of the New England Journal of Medicine in June, we learned that the percentage of adults with diabetes in America who are effectively controlling their blood sugar dropped to fewer than 51%. In 2018 from just over 57% in 2010. These are the most recent numbers we have. So there's been a real decline in blood sugar control from a decade ago. And overall, only a small proportion, Doug, of people with diabetes are simultaneously meeting the key goals of blood sugar control, blood pressure control, and control of high cholesterol. And these trends really need to be a wake-up call, since they mean that millions of Americans with diabetes are at higher risk for major complications. Complications that diabetes can affect from head to toe, take away your ability to perform sexually, heart attacks, strokes, blindness, kidney failure, you name it, ability to have your nervous system work properly, sensation, movement, all of these things. Horrible. Get your diabetes checked and controlled, because it'll really change the quality of your life as you get older.
Okay. As a cardiologist, how many of the people that you see in your practice have diabetes, or is how much of the cause of the circulatory issues that people have comes because they're diabetic?
Way too much. And this is where obesity becomes such a huge cause of heart disease, because obesity is such a huge cause of type 2 diabetes, which then causes havoc to the circulation from head to toe. So I see these as heart attacks and strokes, and this is why keeping yourself at ideal body weight is so important for prevention, and why 80% of coronary disease, which leads to heart attack or atherosclerosis in the carotids, leads to 70% of strokes. So much of strokes and heart attacks can be prevented by keeping the blood sugar, the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the weight all under control, not smoking, keeping the mental stress under control. When the doctor says it's okay, getting into a healthy exercise program and eating healthy, all these things can keep yourself away from 80% of heart attacks.
You know, we've had enough dinners together for you to know that I'm averse to eating meat. I saw a study: not eating meat at dinner can reduce your risk of heart disease by 10%. You buying that?
Well, I think meat should be a treat. I don't want to say you should never have a steak. I mean, but it should be a treat. You don't want to make it an everyday occurrence, and these should be treats.
All right, so you don't want to go out every night and have, well, you don't want to have a greasy hamburger every day.
Right.
Some people don't do.
You want to eat the Mediterranean diet, but realize the treats are okay.
All right, that helps you with heart disease. Okay, answers to good questions. Keep them up. Thank you very much. You can always get to me, Doug, at DougStefan.com. It's easy enough to do that. DJV Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Check him out at Lake Cardiology. Dial up. If you'd like to have an appointment there, 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.